So we were talking about that Clean Water Act and the fact that in 1972 it was put into place to reduce the amount of polluting of our waters that was being done. And now, under the Trump administration, those actions are being reversed. So that being the case, let's take a look, a little closer look, at what the Clean Water Act is about. First of all, it requires anyone who wishes to conduct business that could pollute waters of the United States, WOTUS, WOTUS, Waters of the United States, to first apply for a permit. If there's something about their business that could pollute America's waters, they have to first apply for a permit. A 2015 addition to the act, called the Clean Water Rule, expanded this red tape to some temporary, meaning the waters don't flow year-round, and isolated, meaning they're not visibly connected to another body of waterways. The Trump administration has already suspended the Clean Water Rule, and they want to permanently kill it, as well as some protections that were in place before 2015. And they can do this by simply redefining what counts as waters of the United States. WOTUS, W-O-T-U-S, waters of the United States. Trump administration and his fellow Republicans want to redefine what counts as waters of the United States. The definition determines which waterways the federal government regulates under the Clean Water Act. Suspending the Clean Water Rule would make it easier for industries and cities to pollute small or visually isolated water bodies. For example, under the new rule, you still could not dump toxic waste into the Mississippi River, but you could dump it into some smaller streams or smaller wetlands, even if those bodies of water provide crucial habitats to certain animals, or could even indirectly contaminate sources of drinking water. The Trump administration, President Trump, and those working along with him want to make it easier to dump toxic waste into bodies of water, including those bodies of water which serve as sources of drinking water. And remember now, it has been made abundantly clear that all the world, including America, is losing more and more of our drinking water. Under the best of circumstances, our supply of drinking water is going down. And President Trump, along with those who have his worldview, his approach to life, want to make it easier to pollute the drinking waters that we do have left. Does that make you go, I mean, regardless of your party affiliation, you are going to need drinking water. We will all always need water. But as I asked, will the water always be safe for us? Proponents of the new definition say that the Clean Water Rule is the product of government overreach. The government, again, you know, big brother, there's too much government. And like I've said before, now listen to me, too much government. Ladies and gentlemen, whether the government is taking steps to make the water safe and clean, or whether the government is taking steps to make the water unsafe and unclean, either way, that is government involvement. Either way, the government is involved in our everyday lives, whether to make the water cleaner and safer or dirtier and unsafer. The government is involved. It's just for us to decide, well, goodness, which of these actions is truly, which of these governmental actions is in our better interest? That the government, under someone like President Trump, takes steps to make the water unsafe and unclean, or whether the government under someone like President Obama takes steps to make the water safer and cleaner. Proponents, the folks who say we need to redefine the clean water rule, redefine some of these terms, are saying that when the government takes steps to make our waters clean and safe, they're overreaching. They're also claiming that it hurts the economy to have safe, clean water. And they claim that the new regulations would simply clarify which waters are and are not included. Those who oppose redefining these terms say that removing these baseline protections would have consequences and would undermine the 1,200 science studies that went into bringing about the Clean Water Rule. In providing this clarity from the onset, it removes Washington bureaucrats from making ambiguous decisions on land which they're not familiar with, as landowners are, according to the EPA's website claims. But without the baseline protections the new definition cuts out, it will be nearly impossible to keep interstate waters clean. Every state has different local regulations. Every state has different local regulations. Local waters in states that adhere to federal government standards and nothing more would be hit the hardest. But that pollution would spread downstream across state lines and into larger rivers, estuaries, and lakes. So that the legislators who are in favor of keeping it easy to pollute our waters would be affecting not only constituents of their own state, but constituents of other states. We need to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this whole idea of building community, or if you will, doing its opposite, tearing community down, tearing community apart. Our elected officials in Washington, D.C. make decisions that do not only impact the citizens of the states from which they come, they're making the decisions that affect all of us, regardless of which state they're coming from. Back in a few.